Thank you and good afternoon. Governor Jerry Brown has signed the state budget into law, and the spending plan kicks in on July 1st. Governor Brown has the unique distinction of having signed more budget bills than any other governor, and he's also used the line item veto more often, except for the past 2 years. For the second consecutive year, Brown signed a budget without using that line item veto. The $125 billion budget increases funding for K-12 education and college education by $3 billion, opens 1,500 new spots at university system campuses for in-state students, and includes non-budget-related items such as new marijuana-related regulations and changing the rules for removing a lawmaker from office. The Eureka Police Department has issued a be-on-the-lookout for an at-risk missing woman and her 19-month-old daughter. EPD issued a press release yesterday asking for the public's help in locating 37-year-old Eureka resident Natalie Wright, who was last seen on Monday evening. Police report that Wright had been in regular contact with family and friends and that she had received death threats before her disappearance. Wright is an adult white female with light brown hair and a small star tattoo on her cheek. Eureka police arrested two people in connection with a burglary at a storage building on West 2nd Street that houses property belonging to the Betty Chin Center early yesterday morning. Chin was called to the scene and found that a large amount of property, including supplies that were to be distributed to low-income college-bound students, was missing. Eureka police were tipped off to the burglary through second-hand information, and POP officers spotted two people sitting on a large amount of property near a group of transients on West 3rd Street at about 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Chin was brought to the scene and identified some of that property as that which was stolen from the warehouse, but that much more was missing. Officers arrested 27-year-old Brittany Johnson and 49-year-old Daniel Gurley, and both were booked into jail. The investigation is ongoing, however, as police attempt to track down the rest of the stolen property. Next week, the California Highway Patrol and local law enforcement agencies will beef up traffic patrols over the 4th of July holiday in an effort to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadway. Since the first of the year, there have been 18 traffic fatalities, and this week has been particularly deadly. Sometime between Saturday and Monday, the driver of a vehicle on Highway 96 north of Hoopa lost control of the car, and it slammed into the hillside before plunging into the Trinity River. It's believed the driver's body remains in the car, and the location has made recovering the vehicle difficult due to the terrain. In Eureka on Tuesday evening, the 39-year-old driver of a motorcycle lost his life when he ran into a vehicle while headed southbound on Broadway. That victim was thrown from his bike as it careened into a parking lot, and he suffered fatal injuries. And it was on Tuesday night at about 10:30, a Eureka man lost his life in a head-on collision on Highway 101 just south of Murray Road in McKinleyville. The victim was driving southbound in the northbound lanes and lost his life in the collision. The second driver was slightly injured. Impairment is considered a factor in that incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There have been 18 traffic-related fatalities in Humboldt County since the first of the year, and four of those have come in the past 12 days, including three this week alone. Driving conditions in Humboldt County can be dangerous without the added hazards of distracted drivers or those under the influence. At least two of the last four collisions involved a driver suspected of being under the influence. CHP Public Information Officer Cy May sat down for Talk Shop today and provided some details about the crash on June 17th at the G Street off-ramp in Eureka.
It looks like they were really, really moving. And if you're going through that at any sort of speed, you're not going to be able to negotiate it. So it looks like they came in hot and hit that tree. And there was a driver and a passenger. Passenger, again, moderate injuries. The driver, who we believe possible intoxication, unfortunately lost his life.
On Tuesday night, a suspected drunken driver was killed after he ended up going southbound in the northbound lanes of Highway 101, a situation no driver wants to encounter.
It was later in the evening. We are looking into intoxication as being the element of, you know, the cause of the crash. That still has yet to be determined. But that's why people, you really got to pay attention when you're out there. If you see, you know, headlights that look like they're on your side of the road, slow down and immediately pull over if you can. If you see somebody going the wrong direction on the freeway, that's bad news.
You can listen to CIMA Talk Traffic Safety on TalkShop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.